It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Cool, boobs, awesome.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play the spy stories.
Spy game.
We're playing that in just a second, but first I want to get a wrap-up from out in Rockville from lovely Megan from our promotions department, who is out at the wonderful location in Rockville, Maryland. Megan, how did the whole gas afternoon go out there?
Oh, it's going great. We're having a great time.
Oh, I guess it's not over because people are still in line, right?
No, we actually only have 3 cars left.
You only have, so you've gotten all the people taken care of.
Final three.
Oh, yeah. We took care of them really well.
Yeah, that's great. So she's been at 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville at the 7-Eleven. Uh-huh. All 250 cars, and the Buzz Babes were out there, the Junkettes were out there, and was it pandemonium getting gas?
No, actually, it's been really well.
No, actually, there was really nobody out there, as a matter of fact.
No, she's some great pictures.
I know.
Thing. It's really
I understand,
organized.
Pal.
Yeah. Hey, Megan,
that's good.
Why don't you go up
Mr. Helper. Christ, help me. Yeah.
What? Go to the person that's last in line and tell them you miscounted and tell them that there'll be no gas.
Bethann is coming in here, Megan, and waving her hands about.
Hey, I need to point out that this is Megan, the Buzz Babe.
Oh, this is not Megan from the promotions department.
No.
It's Megan the Buzz Babe.
Hi, Megan.
Oh, yeah,
Buzz
baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was Megan from the promotion.
No, I know.
No, it's Thirsty Megan.
This is Megan with an H.
Oh, Megan, are you you still hungover from the other night?
No.
Good.
How you
that
doing?
That was pretty bad.
Are you having fun out there?
Huh?
Are you having fun out there?
Oh, yeah.
Buzz will ask you the rest of the questions. Go ahead, Buzz.
So there were a lot of people out there today and a lot of happy people for the free gas from WJFK.
Oh, very happy.
What were you wearing?
I'm wearing a little pair of white shorts and a cut-up T-shirt tucked into my bra. Allie has a very sexy tube top on.
Really? Did people take pictures of you guys?
Oh, yeah. Lots of pictures. Steph is doing a great job.
We've got to get those pictures up on MikeOMaraShow.com very, very quickly.
Are you guys going to be on TV? Were there TV cameras out there or overhead?
Yeah, there's a guy taking pictures for a newspaper here.
Cool. Well, good stuff.
Yeah, we know Fox 5 was there with their helicopter today, and we'll be on the news tonight.
Megan, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thanks, guys.
See you soon.
Thanks so much. All right.
All right, bye.
I was wondering why there was a little problem.
A little confusion over which Megan we were talking to.
Yeah.
We have two.
You know, no, there's really not.
We have so many Megans.
Ask me a question about the gas tank.
Hey,
But
I wanted to.
No.
If I could possibly.
No.
Hey, Megan, if you could. Thank you.
It was a lot of fun, and thanks everybody that showed up at the 7-Eleven. And
cool.
That's over, and look
saucy,
for more
good fun.
More fun and more thrills. But now, Rob, it's time to talk spies.
Is it time?
877-365-3636. We are looking for the very first spy story to wow us today on the show. Your chance to win a Get Smart Mike O'Mara Show prize pack, then be in the running for one of 2 new iPhones.
Wow.
These are the new 3G iPhones. Have you done any research on these at
I've
all? I know
them.
You're a techno nut.
They're
are they?
They're cheaper. They're better.
Really? They're better?
Yeah, actually, they work better. They're faster on the internet than the old iPhones.
All right. Well, we have a couple of them to give away. One of 2, actually. We'll draw the winners this Friday afternoon during the birthday edition of BYOB Friday.
Birthday?
Whose birthday is it? I don't understand.
I'll have to wait and find out. Maybe it's on my calendar.
Are you guys ready? Buzz, you get your pencil in hand?
My pencil's in hand.
Let's get started with our very first spy story. Let the tales begin.
Regale us.
Let's go to Bill. Bill, where are you calling from?
From Bluemont.
Bluemont, Virginia. Beautiful. We get a lot of calls from Bluemont. That's very
cool.
Well,
they just got phones out there.
You got any ticks out there in Bluemont?
Oh, yeah.
You got to be careful, you know.
Well, that's what tick spray is for.
That is what tick spray is for, Mike.
Okay, Bill, why don't you tell us your spy story? It's the magic of Megan. That's what I call it. Bill, tell us all about your spy story.
But before you begin, Bill, I want to say, get ready, America. All right, begin.
My CIA partner, Megan, was so distant. I wondered why she had the rug burn on her leg.
Whoa. Hold.
You see, Bill.
Bill, wait. Have you missed the, have I not communicated what we really wanted here?
Spy story.
Bill, we wanted a real spy story, like when you spied on somebody.
This is a true, okay.
Now, hold on. You were doing like a little novella there, weren't you?
He was doing Penthouse Forum is what he was doing.
I can do it.
Bill, I'm sorry. You're gone. Thank you very much. But pay attention. We want spy stories. We did it yesterday, for God's sake.
Yeah, real-life experiences where you were in a position where you needed to or had to spy on someone else and what happened. That's what we want to hear.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Billy.
Hi, Billy. You're from West Virginia?
Yes.
Tell us your spy story, Billy.
All right, guys. I'll tell you my spy story. I'm going to try to make
my brain begins to swell.
All right, Billy, but before you start, I want to say, get ready, America. Now, go ahead, Billy. Begin now.
Hey, maybe this will help, Rob. You know, seriously, this might help. I swear to God. I'm going to give you some background music for your spy story. All right, Billy?
Okay.
Okay, go.
All right. Back when I was a little kid, I was about 7 years old. My parents kept telling me that there was a real Santa. Well, I wanted to find out, and I spied on Christmas Eve, and I sat on my couch with, like, the best super soaker out there, and I waited and waited, and finally, my dad came out with a Santa suit, started putting presents under the tree, and I got up, and I soaked him real bad. He fell right into the tree, knocked it down, broke all the ornaments, and then he kicked my ass.
That is a good spy story.
And you got what?
I got no presents.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I mean, you were deprived. You were deprived of your presents?
I was pissed.
Sure.
That is a finalist.
Sounds like
that's
Santa
how you play spy
too.
Stories. I like that. You know, the thing that made that story was at the very end, put Billy down, or as he's written down here, is... And now everything. We're having a little issue with the assistant
the
producer. And I'm not talking about you, Rob, or Beth Ann.
No.
I'm talking about the fact that our computer's having a few little glitches here. Let's go to Shelley in Fairfax, Virginia. Shelley, you're on the air. How are you?
Come on.
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Come on, Shelley.
Come on, Shelley.
Come on.
Come on.
Shelley, do you have a spy story for us?
Well, it's about an ex-husband. How about that?
I like that.
Very
That's a good,
good
start.
Yeah,
all right, tell us your tale, please.
It's known as suspicions that there was somebody else and constant denials and being told I was paranoid.
Okay.
He worked for one of the larger companies in the area. It's a utility company, so the
dangerous.
Guys are always on call.
Hey, Shelley, take a little bit of a breath occasionally, okay?
Yeah.
So we can have a little interaction here. That'll be fun, won't it?
He worked for one of the larger utility companies in the area.
Won't be a chance. She's got the agenda. Go, Shelley, go.
And you know they're always on call.
Right.
So one of those times where he swore he was on call, woke up a girlfriend at 4:30 in the morning. We went on a car trip over to the person's house, I thought, and we took pictures of his car over
Hold
there.
Hold on. Slow down, Shelley. Shelley, slow down. I want to make sure we get all of this because are you getting it through your headphones, Rob? Yours are usually better than mine.
How's having
a little trouble hearing, Shelley. So, I mean, if you could just, you know, give me the gist of it.
I tuned out months ago.
Okay, try to translate for us.
All right,
is
go
what
ahead.
Saying,
Would you begin, Shelley?
All right.
Sure. Well, one of those nights when he swore he was on call and, you know, the weather looked fine to me, I woke up a girlfriend about 4:30 in the morning and we drove over to someone's house that I had a suspicion about and we took pictures of a car there and we took pictures of him coming out of her house.
Okay. That was a good story, Shelley.
And you tell it so well.
Not quite as thick as the other guy who we lost, I guess. We lost the other guy. But I loved your story. Thank you, Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. There she goes.
Mike, thank me.
Yeah.
Just say thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Let's go to Dakota. Dakota in Spokane, Washington. Yes, Dakota, you're on the spy stories.
Hi, mine's about an ex-husband also.
Okay, I'm ready for you, and I like the name Dakota.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, learn from our last caller. Take a breath and allow Mike to interact with you, okay?
I'd love to do that. I'd love to hear your tale of spying. Go ahead, Dakota.
Well, I had a feeling that my ex-husband wasn't very faithful to me.
Okay.
And I made up a fake name on the internet, and I sent him an email and said that another friend of his thought we'd be a really good couple, and why don't we get together? And
ooh, entrapment.
So he, responded and said that it's not good to meet at night, but before work would be good. And so
I have to interrupt you there, Dakota. This might be better for sting stories.
Yeah.
Because it's a sting operation, but I want to hear how it ended up. Go ahead. Let's hear the rest of it.
Too bad this contest wasn't going on in 1973 when the sting came out.
Yes.
It was kind of a spy because I knew what day he was going to meet up with this fake person.
Right.
And so that morning, he got got up early, and so I tried to, keep him in bed.
So evil.
Did you? Incidentally, Dakota, how did you try to keep him in bed?
Well, I initiated,
a little
something, something.
But so evil because he wasn't having any, was he?
No.
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Did you see
so
Joe?
Then he said, "Oh, I've got to go. I've got to go." And so he left, and that busted it right there.
Oh, dear.
I left him, and my poodle and I moved to St. Thomas.
Oh, wow. So you just got rid of him based on that. Now, do you think that he had been doing this all along?
Yeah, pretty much, and not necessarily with the female.
All right, but now we've slowed it down a little bit. What, Buzz?
She just said not necessarily with females.
You mean like with men?
Yeah, both. He went
really?
Both ways.
Bisexuality.
Wow. And the poodle was yours?
Poodle's mine.
Okay, just checking.
You're back from St. Thomas, and you're living in Spokane now.
Yeah, a big change there, huh?
Okay, very good. Let's go around the room. What do you think, Rob? Finalist or non-finalist?
I think that if she had told it better, finalist. But the way she's sort of just disregarded as bisexuality, I say no reward for her.
That's a thumbs down from Rob. Buzz Burbank.
I thought she saved the best for the end. I'm going to say yes to her story.
I'm going to go. I just like the whole St. Thomas. I like the fact that she had the initiative to do it, and I like that she initiated sex in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm going to make her a finalist. You're going to go on hold here, okay, Dakota?
Thank you.
All right, hang in there.
It's her and Billy.
And she was so much better than the last lady who didn't even take a breath and was like,
the people seem to be getting better at it.
All right, let me go to CJ in Fredericksburg. CJ, you're on Spy Stories on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm all right.
Is going to be good, incidentally, Rob.
Okay, so let me say this, CJ, before you begin. America, get ready for CJ's story. Now, CJ, can you hear me?
Here you go.
Okay, begin right now.
Here it goes. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. About 4 years ago, my wife started cheating on me.
Uh-huh.
I drove a sleeper truck, so I worked at night. I bought a little disposable camera and caught her and her boyfriend making off.
What? Hey, CJ, what happened? You just stopped.
What?
You caught her and her boyfriend doing what?
I caught them on a dock making out.
Uh-huh. What kind of dock?
Like a
proctologist.
A loading dock?
They were on top of a doctor. CJ?
CJ?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, his phone's crapping out.
It's a bad
CJ,
phone.
CJ, call back. You got a phone problem there. Sorry about that.
Walk out to the dock.
Hello, Mike O'Mara's show. Spy Stories. Who's this?
Can we do this again tomorrow?
We might have to. Hello. This is who?
Carolyn.
Hello, Carolyn. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Love the new show.
Thank you so much. What's your spy story for us?
I actually was employed as a private investigator right out of college.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
And I investigated workers' comp cases.
Right. Yes.
And, I love this.
I ended up having to go up to West Virginia to investigate a case.
Sure.
Okay.
And would have to drive by the guy's house to see if I could get pictures of him doing things, physical.
Climbing a ladder, climbing around, playing with his kids, throwing a football, right, that kind of stuff.
That he wasn't injured.
Yeah, okay. What was his injury claim? Back injury or severe debilitating stuff
something,
like that?
Yeah, something where he had to be out of work.
Okay.
But when I drove by the house, he was stringing a dead bear up into a tree.
Where
apparently he had just gone hunting and had killed this bear.
Oh, so he was like hanging it so he could drain the blood?
Exactly.
And was it one of those deals where like he's throwing his back into it, putting his body weight into it, and pulling it up into the tree?
Oh, and here's this dead bear, and it things are leaking out of the bear. I'm up in West Virginia, and I'm the only car there, so the guy sees my car.
Of course.
And I have to take a picture of him, so I made up this story about, that I worked for UPS or something, and I had a package to deliver.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry.
Pretty good. Good.
But we couldn't find the guy, so I said, I need to get your address. And so I had the camera, and he's like, do you want a picture? So he had the wife come out and take a picture of me. And
good ending.
Oh, my God, well, ladies and gentlemen.
There you are.
Absolutely. Go no further. This is, what is your name again, ma'am?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, you are the big winner. I go no further. This is what I was looking for,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
This is a winner.
That is awesome. You had the wife take a picture, and then I guess, what, a month later, the guy finds out that he's screwed because he's been trying to beat his boss up for workman's comp?
They would never close the case, so they kept sending me back up there.
Wait, this goes on?
I drove a bright blue Volkswagen, so it's not like I could hide.
Right.
The guy ended up pulling a gun on me and chasing me.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And
wow.
I took off running in the car, got completely lost in West Virginia.
That's a spy story.
And this was years ago before we had cell phones.
Yeah.
Called my boss in tears. I pulled over to a roadside stand, called him hysterical in tears. I was lost. The dude had pulled a gun on me. I had no idea where I was.
Oh, in West Virginia. That is, I mean, it's easy to get lost in that
bad
state.
Bad news, brother.
Anywhere in that state.
I had just gotten this Volkswagen when I started doing this job, and I couldn't drive a stick shift very well, and I was there during bear hunting season, and I'm driving up the mountain, and all these bear hunters ran across in front of me in my car chasing a bear, and I couldn't stop the car, because if I stopped the car, I'd start rolling backwards down the mountain. Yeah. So I almost ran over these guys. It was just... It was like Keystone Cops.
Did they ever get the guy that you were trying to bust for, for workman's, for insurance fraud?
Well, I don't think so, because the company ended up, they never repaid me. We had to buy all our own stuff, our own camera, our own gasoline.
Wow.
They never repaid me. So the only way for me to get any money back, I had to quit and file a claim against the company.
Yeah?
And years later, another investigator called me, and they had still had the case open again.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you right now, you are the big winner. I love that story, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Let me tell you, you've won a Get Smart Mike O'Mara Show prize pack, and you will be in the running tomorrow. You better listen tomorrow for one of two new iPhones. That's the new 3G iPhone, available July 11th. I'll put you on hold, and the next person you talk to will be Mr. Joe Ardinger, okay?
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You know what? What are you going to say? You're not going to gloat, are you?
No.
I thought you were going to come in and go, see, I told you spy story. Spy stories would be wonderful.
We're actually giving away the phones on Friday, not tomorrow.
Oh, Friday. That's right. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Right.
So the whole gas thing, I'm all excited.
I know.
A lot going on.
Got all pumped up.
Who brought us this?
But she should actually listen to the show tomorrow anyway, because it's so
much
fun.
Always. Every day.
All right. So that's it. I've done my duty.
Well,
do we have to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Have to? You mean get to?
I mean, will we do it tomorrow?
Yes, aren't you lucky?
All right,
and
more.
I just can't remember, who is it that made all this possible?
God.
No, there was something
when you were a secret agent, brought to you by the movie Get Smart, starring Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway, in theaters this Friday.
Thank you.
Is that what you wanted me to say?
Yeah.
We'll be talking to Steve Carell on Friday.
Yeah, you better tell the movie reviewer that we're having on next. Give Get Smart a good review.
Anne Hathaway is very hot.
Yes, she is.
I love her. She's got that. You know, she's one of those super sexy brunettes.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. All right, we're going to be talking to McLeod.
McLeod?
Joe McLeod, our new movie reviewer auditioner. And then a little bit later on, maybe we're going to play another edition of Phonorama.
I love that game.
Because we ran out of time with that yesterday, too.
Great.
I'm enjoying this. I'm feeling like we got time to have fun with you, the people.
Good people.
We'll be back on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.